Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. The Federal Reserve just lowered interest rates a quarter of a percent, and Wall Street celebrated with more rallies, of course. Not all stocks are going up, but many are, making this analyst look a bit foolish, as I've been expecting a correction. Well, that's nothing new. Us stock folks always get it wrong on occasion. Getting it right more often than not is the trick, and it's not a slam dunk to do so, of course. The market is a finicky beast because getting it right means knowing what millions and millions of people will be thinking on any given day. I always say the markets will reflect economic reality eventually, but its day-to-day movements are only the sum of the daily beliefs of all those millions of people in it. There are clues we can search for in the buying habits of consumers to give us some indication of how the economy is doing, since the economy is mostly driven by what and of how much those millions of people are buying. There are some basic things that can tell us way before the government statistics reflect what may be happening in the economy. Cardboard boxes are the basic envelope of all things made and sold, and at some point or another, most things we buy comes in a cardboard box. If demand on the street starts to slow, less cardboard boxes are needed, and that shows up at a slowdown of cardboard box sales. Since government economic statistics are a looking back indicator of what has already happened, looking at cardboard box sales on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis gives us a more accurate and more up-to-date window of what overall box sales are doing in the economy long before government statistics report it. The cardboard box industry is incredibly large, with over $100 million in revenue. Right now, U.S. box makers are cutting back production, says Jadrian Wooten, a Virginia Tech economist. Since boxes made here are sold worldwide, the cutback is ominous and could be an indication of things to come not only here in the U.S., but worldwide. Talking about putting things in boxes leads us to another weird and seldom looked at statistics. Boxers, falling under the underwear category, or boxer shorts, was an indicator former Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan was rumored to pay close attention to. It is sometimes referred to as the men's underwear index. Perhaps he thought when people cut back on underwear and just washed them a little longer, that indicated times were tough in the economy and getting worse. Maybe a far stretch to be sure, but the underwear indicator was indeed a Greenspan tool. Pun not intended, but I think there's a joke in there somewhere. Interestingly enough, Sean Biganuski, a state representative from the Des Moines area, suggested in a newsletter that the recent slowdown of sales of 12-foot skeletons at Home Depot might be a warning the economy is indeed slowing. Now that's a weird one. And on the flip side, Estee Lauder CEO Leonard Lauder suggested that his company sells not less, but more lipstick in economic times of stress. Now that's an odd one. He quipped that people spend what little discretionary income they might have left on the little pleasures of life, like lipstick. Now that is truly putting lipstick on the proverbial economic pig. Although these indicators may help in determining what is coming economically speaking, the fact of the matter is people appear to be spending less on at least a few things that normally aren't cyclical in nature, which means the purchase of these things are fairly constant throughout the year. In other words, some bodies somewhere are buying less boxes and washing more underwear, all while donning more lipstick while passing on the giant skeleton this Halloween. The visual is not exactly pleasant, is it? Neither is the economic indication, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to. That does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast expresses the opinion of myself and not meant as a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.